Duncan's Prince of Music, Longevity John Faulkner, was bestowed with the King Charles III Coronation Medal for his unwavering promotion of the arts and presenting live Canadian touring music as well as local acts in the Cowichan Valley for the last 35 years. His award was the only one that was arts-related, and outside of the box. This Canadian honor was first created to mark the coronation of King Charles III. Launched by Mary Simon, Governor-General of Canada, the award recognizes those who have made significant contributions to both their country and home province. MP Alistair MacGregor, who nominated Faulkner and felt he fit the bill to A.T., presented him with this prestigious award at Arbutus Ridge on the afternoon of January 18. It felt pretty awesome, as this was an opportunity to recognize a lot of well-deserving people in the Cowichan Malahat Langford riding, said MacGregor. I have known John for a long time, and he just has always gone over and beyond to make sure that our community is an awesome place. He has provided such a rich and vibrant musical culture in the community that not only benefits our residents, but visitors as well. This was a big moment for the arts and being able to express it as you see it. There were some wonderful people in our riding who also really deserved it for the things they have done, said Faulkner. This felt very humbling. It's a very serious moment in anyone's life to be acknowledged along with 29,999 other Canadians. What I do is not something that has that as a goal, I just do it. So to get recognized for something that you are going to do anyway is very special. I was vetted by the Attorney General and it made me realize that I would not have this today if it weren't for my 38 years of sobriety. Only 30,000 of these medals were produced, and every MP was allotted a certain amount for their area to present as they deemed fit. MacGregor also presented Faulkner with a certificate and a challenge coin, which is something his office has bestowed to other champions in the community as a way to challenge them to keep doing the amazing work that they are doing. With all the recent praise, Faulkner jokes that he is going to have to make himself a bigger headband. I keep the weights on my feet, and wear heavier shoes so I stay grounded, joked Faulkner. Originally from Smiths Falls, Ont. Faulkner has always had the love of music coursing through his veins. At the age of 10 he moved to Moose Jaw and then to Montreal, where he found himself in the thick of it. I was in Montreal during the 60s when all that wonderful radio revolution took place where we were able to listen on FM to all the hippie music that was being presented at that time, said Faulkner. Montreal was a glorious place to learn about music. Being a leather worker, much like a gig musician, Faulkner often found himself on the road, and fate led him into Smales Pace in London, Ont. Which was a key venue for singer, songwriters and rock and folk music artists like Bruce Cockburn and Willie P. Bennett. From the moment they met, Faulkner and Bennett immediately hit it off and became friends. After moving to the Cowichan Valley in the fall of 1988, Bennett was the act Faulkner brought to the stage in 1989, and through that experience he met other great Canadian artists such as Stephen Fearing. Aside from being a two-time president with the Arts Council, that first year, he began producing shows using Vimy Hall and various restaurants in town, and at one time did a television show with Shaw about singer-songwriters where he would feature all the artists who performed on his circuit. He was also proud of the shows he would put on at the Native Heritage Center in Duncan, which he describes as helping make amends and build bridges at that time. While he always found a space to put on a show, getting his own was inevitable. I have always been a champion of the arts, said Faulkner. I don't hide really well, so if I am going to be noticed, my philosophy is, while I have your attention, are you familiar with the arts? My favorite part of what I do has always been experiencing the creativity that takes place in front of your eyes while musicians perform. It allows you to be in the moment, and it brings everyone into the same space at the same time. We are fortunate because I have been able to create a situation in Duncan where people who come to perform here walk away giving great accolades to the community. It is so rewarding to see people leaving a show, satiated. Faulkner has sat on the DBIA as well as on the board of the Duncan Cowichan Festival Society for more than 30 years, accepting a black tie award from the Duncan Cowichan Chamber of Commerce on the society's behalf. In 2013, he put Duncan on the map with the 39 Days of July Festival. Faulkner, who was informed he would be receiving the award 2 months prior, was told that everyone was allowed 5 guests, but he got the approval for 11, which included Jeff Downey, who he shares being council president and sobriety in common with, and 39 days of July Festival graphic designer Rob McKenzie. "I think I have got to where I am by being me," Faulkner said. "I don't fit in, I am outside the box, so I have had to learn how to adapt and make that work in my favor. This wonderful community has allowed me to do the things that I do and encourages me."